technical term for me.
Okay. All right. Let's see. If we had to do something today, the two of us, you'd say, blank and blank will have to do it. You point over here and you'd say, blank and blank have to do it.
We'll have to do it.
Okay, but you want two words.
Oh, well, it's we will.
Right, but for we, there's another way to say we.
Both of us.
All right, both of us. And, okay, if I'll start out, you'd say you and
I
have to do it.
Have to do it.
And if you weren't talking about me, but Mr. Jones, you'd say
Mr. Jones and I.
Uh-huh, and a pronoun for that would be?
He and I.
All right, and if it were a woman, you'd say?
She and I.
All right. If someone knocks at the door, and the person there is somebody that's very familiar to you and that you were expecting, you'd say, who's there? And the lady would reply, oh, it's just
me.
All right. And if there were two people, they would say, it's just
us.
All right. And if it were a woman, I'm sorry. If you are expecting a certain person at the door, and you look out and you see who it is, and you turn around to another person and say, oh, that's just
a Mary.
Pronoun. Okay, and instead of Mary, you'd say, that's just
her.
Uh-huh. Or in the case of a man, that's just
him.
Or in the case of several people, that's just
them.
All right. In comparing the height of two different people, you would say, he is not as tall as
I am. Oh, as Mary.
No, well, the pronoun is what I was looking for.
Oh, as I.
All right. And in comparing yourself to a man, you'd say, I'm not as tall as
he is.
All right. In comparing how well you can do something, you'd say, he can do it better than
I can.
All right. And you would say, if a man has been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you might say, 2 miles is blank, he could go.
Oh, he could go.
If something belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
Well, if it belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It's mine.
That's if it belongs to you.
Oh!
If it belongs to
yes.
me. All right. And if it belongs to him...
Theirs.
Okay.
His.
And if it belongs to a woman, it's
hers.
All right. If people have been to visit you and they are about to leave, you might say, blank, come back again.
Do come back again.
All right. Okay, let me ask you this. If a whole bunch of people were visiting, you know, 3 or 4 people were visiting, and they were all walking out the door, you might say, blank, come back again. If you didn't say, do come back again.
Blank, please come back again.
Okay.
You might call them by name,
mm-hmm.
Mary.
And if you didn't call them by name but used a pronoun, what would you say?
Now that's a goodie. You can't say she come back again and he came back come back again. Let me see. A noun, huh?
So
no, a pronoun.
Let me ask you this. Would you say you come back again?
Yeah.
Okay. What if there were several people? How would you indicate that?